Hey everyone, it's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. So last weekend, my wife and I watched the charming comedy Hector and the Search for Happiness. Hector is a not terribly happy psychiatrist who undertakes a global search to uncover what truly makes people happy. Well, here are a few things he discovers along the way, all of which echo findings in numerous studies on happiness, and all of them apply as much to work as they do to life. First thing he learns, comparisons spoil your happiness. And studies show this. People who focus on their own personal growth without comparing their accomplishments to others always report being happier. Second thing he learns, many people only see happiness in their future. This is the old, I'll be happy once, you know, once I get that raise, once I get the promotion, once we move into our new house, once we've seen Italy, on and on and on. It's this mentality that prevents people from living in the moment and being happy with what they've got now. Third thing he learns, a lot of people think being happy means being richer or more important. Well, numerous studies suggest that these people are completely wrong. Another thing he learns along the way, happiness is answering your calling. People who view their work, and I've talked about this a lot, as not just a job, but as a calling, always report being considerably happier with their lives. Another thing Hector learns is happiness is being loved for who you are. That's why high-performing cultures happen when you create an environment where people feel comfortable bringing their authentic selves to work and where people are appreciated for who they are and where individual differences are celebrated. And finally, happiness is knowing how to celebrate, which is why high-performing companies celebrate all the time. And now my fun at work tip. As I'm doing this podcast, we're coming up to Thursday, June 18th, which is official Recess at Work Day, a day to remind folks of the importance of taking a fun break at work, a few things you can do to celebrate recess at work. Grab your team and walk around the block. Nothing like a hit of fresh air and a little exercise to re-energize the old batteries. Create a mini golf putter course in your office. Hold a paper airplane flying contest. Create an impromptu award ceremony and offer up awards for offbeat categories such as best sense of humor, most likely to OD on caffeine, or the least likely to be voted off the island. Hold a 10-minute office fun dance party. Now, since part of the goal of traditional recess was to get people moving, have someone lead your team in stretching exercises. Set up an ice cream bar. Hold a hula hoop contest. Hold a rousing game of Simon Says. Or create a funny scavenger resource hunt where people have 15 minutes to find colleagues who match offbeat attributes. For example, maybe you have to find two people who can wiggle their ears, one person who can imitate a celebrity, two people who can sing the Gilligan's Island theme song. Whatever you do, just make sure you take some time to reflect on why it is important to add a little fun into your workplace and to think about simple ways that you, on a daily basis, can give yourself a healthy, re-energizing break during your busy days. Because we know recess at work is too important to be left to chance and to only one day a year. And the quote of the week from Hector. Yes, the same Hector I was talking about earlier. Avoiding unhappiness is not the key to happiness. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, have you heard of the Manilow Method? Yep, we're talking Barry Manilow here. Officials in communities in both Australia and Britain have actually passed legislation that allows them to blast Barry Manilow-esque music through loudspeakers to discourage hooligans from loitering in certain places. So I guess Barry actually writes the songs that make the young punks flee. Sing along if you know the words. Well, folks, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.